Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring Motown songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song each of those three decades in order. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvettes, the Spinners, Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Bobby Darin, Charlene, Earl Van Dyke, Marvin Gaye, and Tina Marie. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s.
You play with it, and then you throw it away. with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Stevie Wonder, Part-Time Lover, and then reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts and number one in the Rhythm and Blues Charts in 1985, and Luther Vandross was singing background vocals on that song. Before that, the Spinners with It's a Shame, number 14 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts and number 4 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1970. And we start with the Velvettes, the Motown memory's favorite artist, and These Things Will Keep Me Loving You. It only reached 102 on the pop charts, but a somewhat respectable number 43 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the next hour, we're featuring one song from each of the three decades, from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One song in order in those three decades. Well, coming up, we're back to the 1960s. And a top 40 song from 1969, Abraham, Martin, and John by the Miracles, featuring Smokey Robinson. Well, Abraham, Martin, and John was written by Dick Hollier, and it was first recorded by Dion, and it's a tribute to the memory of four assassinated Americans, all icons of social change. They are Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King Jr., John F. Kennedy, and Robert F. Kennedy. It was written in response to the assassination of King and that of Robert Kennedy in April and June of 1968, respectively. Well, after Dion recorded the song, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles had a top 40 hit with it. Here is their version of Abraham, Martin, and John right here on Motown.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but the good.
You made my life brand new.
let happy be where sadness was. Till let happy be where sadness was.
Charlene, a one-hit wonder, I've Never Been to Me, and they reached number 3 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts, and number 1 in the UK, number 1 in Australia, and number 1 in Canada from 1982. Before that, Bobby Darin and Happy, it was the love theme from Lady Sings the Blues, and they reached number 67 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts, and number 32 in the Adult Contemporary Charts from 1972. And we started with Smokey Robinson, The Miracles with Abraham, Martin, and John, number 33 in the Pop Charts, and number 16 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those 3 decades in order. Well, we're back to the 1960s, and here is Earl Van Dyke and Runaway Child Running Wild right here on Motown Memories.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Thank you. slick.
Don't be too slick now.
Tina Marie with Square Biz, and the ratio number 50 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts, but a much better number 3 in the Billboard Blues Charts of 1981. Before that, Marvin Gaye and I Want You, number 15 in the Pop Charts and number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues Charts of 1976. And we started with Earl Van Dyke and Runaway Child Running Wild. It reached 114 in the United States Pop Charts from 1969. And of course, that was a great hit from the Temptations. And Earl Van Dyke was the keyboard player for the Motown group called the Funk Brothers, who virtually played all instrumentation on all the Motown songs in the 1960s. Well, this half hour, we feature some great songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song each of those three decades in order, and coming after the break, we'll bring it back to the 1960s, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.